morning, everyone.
Good morning, Rabbi.
There is something called chadash that many people are not aware of, but it is an important halacha. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. So there is an idea that any sort of new crop that comes up after it takes root after the 16th or 17th of Nisan, so you are not allowed to partake of that until the very next year. And so at the end of the day, most people, I would say, in America probably are not careful about this. And so someone actually just asked me the other day, Rabbi, are you makbid to eat only things that are yashan and not chadash? And so what's the idea behind this chadash, and where does it all come from in terms of the leniencies that we follow? So there are two major leniencies that the Jewish people rely on to not necessarily be careful to eat only yashan. And so number one is the fact that there is an idea that if it's stuff that's grown outside of the land of Israel, then perhaps we're not careful about that. It's worthwhile noting that most poskim don't care. It doesn't make a difference whether it's Israel or not. Most poskim say that wherever the crops are, you should go ahead and make sure to only eat the yashan and not the chadash. There is another leniency that people rely on, and that is the fact that if it's a field owned by a non-Jewish person, so then it doesn't make a difference when it's grown. You're allowed to eat it. But again, these are two ideas of whether it's outside of the land of Israel or if it's something grown by someone who isn't Jewish. These are major leniencies that most people do not, that I should say most poskim do not rely on. And so this idea of not eating chadash is something that most people should probably consider at least once in their lifetime to think about. Maybe they should only eat the yashan, which means, again, the crops that are grown take root after the 16th of Nisan. But a lot more to talk about, but we'll stop right here, and we'll conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish. Rabbi Chananim, and Akash, Marzik, Kaddish, Baruch, Lezakos, Ez Yisrael, Lefika, Achir, Badam, Termes, Voshin, Amar, Adonai, Chafetz, Saman, Tidkoyak, Del Torah, Via, Dir.